Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud. After discussing how to treat snake bites in yesterday's Daf, our Daf begins with advice on dealing with five different situations of encounters with snakes. First, Haiman de Karche Chivya. If the snake wraps itself around a person, you should ease the snake onto a basket and throw the basket into the water. Second, Haiman de Makri Be Chivya. If a snake chases after a person by smelling his footsteps, a person should ride on another person's shoulders or jump over a body of water to prevent himself from leaving a trail of footsteps. At night, he should elevate his bed and surround it by cats who will hear the snake rustling in the twigs and eat the snake. Third, Haiman de Rata Basre Lirit Be Tlasa. If a snake is chasing quickly after a person, he should run in the sand, where the snake won't be able to slither quickly. Fourth, if a woman isn't certain if a snake has its desire aroused by her, she should see if the snake is interested in her clothing. If it winds itself in her clothing, one opinion says that she should have relations with her husband in front of it, but the other opinion argues, having relations will only arouse its desire more, so she should throw some of her hair and nails at it and say, Dishtana Anna, that she is menstruating. The fifth statement, the Gemara says, if a snake entered a woman's body through a private area, she should sit on two barrels and put fragrant food and drink under her seat. As soon as the snake comes out, she should grab it with tongs and throw it in the fire. Because if she doesn't do that, the snake's going to come back into her body. The Mishnah said, the term kol always comes to include something extra. In this case, kol ha'ochlin includes eating spleen to cure teeth and vetch to cure intestines. Kol hamashkin includes water that capers were soaked in together with vinegar, but does not include meiraglayim, urine, since nobody ever drinks urine. Chutz mimei dekalim. The Mishnah said one cannot drink water of palm trees. Tana chutz mimei dekarim. A braisa taught one cannot drink piercing water. Mei dekalim emerges from a spring between two palm trees in Eretz Yisrael and is an excellent laxative, but not as great a laxative as shichra de bavloi, Babylonian beer. Mei dekarim is a type of Egyptian beer that pierces the bile of the gallbladder and loosens constipation and constipates when one has diarrhea, so it has opposite effects depending on what your current physical predicament is. The Mishnah said not to drink a kos ikrin on Shabbos. Depending on the exact ingredients, which involves some combination of Alexandrian sap, alum, and saffron, it can heal a zava and someone who is jaundiced, but will sterilize a jaundiced person. The Gemara lists 11 additional cures for a zava, most of which involving telling her, "Po mizavecha, stop your flow of blood," as the final step of the remedy. The final cure is to take a grain of barley from the excrement of a white mule. If she holds it for one day, her flow will stop for 2 days. If she holds it for 2 days, her flow will stop for 3 days. If she holds it for 3 days, her flow will stop forever. The Gemara records 7 additional cures for jaundice, some of which were used effectively to cure Rav Acha bar Yosef, and another that cured an Arab merchant in a way that the disease was burned out of the body to the point where the clothing he was wearing was destroyed by his perspiration. And that concludes by questioning, how can we allow a jaundiced person to drink this potion which will sterilize him if we have a drasha that teaches us an Isser da Oraisa to sterilize a person? The Gemara suggests 6 answers and rejects the first 4. Hacha me'atzmahu, 5 answers. Hacha me'atzmahu, since he isn't doing anything directly to the organs and the effect happens by itself, when he drinks the potion there's no Isser Sirus. Ella Bisaris. After proving that the Isser applies even to indirect Sirus, the Gemara says we're talking about somebody who is already castrated. Vela Bezakin. After proving it's even Usser to castrate somebody who is already castrated, the Gemara suggests that the person who may drink the Koshal Ikrin is an old person. Ella Beisha. After showing that it's Usser even to be Misaris an old person, the Gemara suggests that a woman may drink the Koshal Ikrin. Bizakena inami ba'akara. I guess it's 6 answers. The 5th and the 6th, after quoting the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka that women are also included in the mitzvah of Puruvu and therefore cannot drink a kosher likrin, the Gemara suggests that we're speaking about either an old or a barren woman, and that's where it's okay to drink the kosher ikrin. That's a basic chazar of Shabbos Daf Chuf Yud.